Governor Andrew Cuomo says he'll decide next week on whether schools can partially or fully reopen in September. Meanwhile, many school districts have been busy figuring out safe ways to reopen during the COVID-19 pandemic, and some have already made some preliminary decisions. WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports.
Cuomo says he's waited until early August to make a final decision because he wants the latest data available on the rate of transmission of the virus. Cuomo, speaking in mid-July, said the reopening will be guided by science.
If you have the virus under control, reopen. If you don't have the virus under control, then you can't reopen, right? We're not going to use our children as a litmus test, and we're not going to put our children in a place where their health is endangered. It's that simple.
The state's Board of Regents and Education Department, which are not directly controlled by the governor, have also issued guidelines for schools to reopen safely. Their criteria includes mandatory mask wearing by students and teachers and other staff, daily health checks for everyone entering the schools, and improved ventilation and air filtration systems. Cuomo's health commissioner, Dr. Howard Zucker, is also working on rules. The New York State School Boards Association, like everyone involved in making the decisions, is anxiously awaiting the governor's announcement. The school board's David Albert, speaking via Skype, says they are hoping for very detailed guidance.
School districts cannot simply turn on a dime. They cannot open schools without adequate preparation. So what they really need is clarity. Are we opening? Are we not opening?
Albert says schools are already deep into planning. It includes rethinking every aspect of the school day. His group surveyed school board members at many of the state's 700 districts and found they're concerned that there might not be enough funding to adopt all of the safety measures without more state or federal aid.
Just buying the personal protective equipment. So we have schools that are going to be requiring masks. We have some schools that are going to be requiring or putting in place face shields for younger students. These are going to cost, money. We're going to have a lot more transportation runs than we've seen before. Buses are going to be running in many cases throughout the day. Fuel costs, maintenance costs associated with the increased transportation runs.
Congress went home for a week without agreeing on a new federal aid package. It could contain more aid for schools. But Governor Cuomo says if the money does not come through, he'll have to slash the state's spending on schools by 20% to close a multi-billion-dollar deficit. Albert says if that happens, schools will have to cut back on the more costly in-person learning and conduct more classes remotely. He says there's one more piece of advice that school boards would like the governor to address, and that is how to handle an outbreak of the virus at a school.
What happens when we get a case, if we get a case? What happens to, the district in that? Do we close the school down? Who has the authority to do that? Is that going to be a county health department decision? Is that a board of education decision? I think obviously our members are not public health experts.
He says he hopes the state can set up protocol for local health departments and schools to follow. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.